You're now tuned into the Flip Flip Daily Audio Experience Podcast.
Let's go!
The number one source for all things resell, stock market, crypto, NFTs, real estate, Amazon, flipping sneakers, Supreme, all things e-commerce, and so much more. Follow us on Instagram at Flip Flip and visit flipresell.com. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome back to the Flip Flip Daily Audio Experience Podcast. Today is August the 11th. It is around midnight. So technically, it's August the 10th. It was a Thursday. And let me see. Hopefully you guys are having a good Thursday so far. It's been good for me. I spent some time with some family. I've been on the momentum train, as you can tell, with the working out and business and everything. The momentum is very, very high. We're kind of like putting the shoes on and going for a walk or going for a run. I did another 3 miles today. We got the gym again tomorrow and running now. Recovery is very, very important, and it's something I do need to focus on. I have been staying up pretty late, but it's mainly because I've been working. We're about to launch this whole new like reselling of tickets in the Flip Flip Discord. So I've been spending a lot of time with that and fixing up our Amazon freebies bots and closing some other deals. We just closed a deal with the company called Slash. And basically what it is it's a virtual credit card company, but they gave us exclusive rights now to where if you use it, first of all, it's free. So you get like free cash back from using a VCC. And those are really good because they give you, you can lock them. They're like disposable credit cards, if that makes sense. So if there's like a big price error, like say there was a bunch of lawnmowers for $1 at Home Depot, you could use your Slash virtual credit card and you can actually set like a spend limit. And then also you can make it a disposable credit card. So you could buy a bunch of lawnmowers, and if they ship for $1 or for $1 afterwards, you can just delete the card. That way there's no rebill. There's no anything. You don't even have to keep the card, and you can just dispose of it. So we use those a lot for all sorts of different things. Honestly, you can use it if you just want to have a bunch of different credit cards to like enter multiple times on something and it look like all different information. You can use it just to keep track of your resale business. You can just load in a certain amount of money for it. So it's just that. But what I was trying to say is if you, and it's free, it's completely free. There's no cost to it. And if you use it, you get 10% off your Team Flip Flip Discord member for free. So that's a really good deal, and I'm excited. A lot of people are going to love that who have already been using Slash. We just kind of basically boosted the deal even more for you guys, and that's kind of what we do. Other than that, I'm trying to think of some other things that we're closing in on. There's a few other things, but I'm not going to say them too early because you never know, obviously. But pretty exciting for that. Taylor Swift tickets are doing really well. I saw somebody made like $10,000. Another person made $3,000. So that was really cool. And we have more Taylor Swift tomorrow. So if you have that pre-sale code, definitely make sure you're using it. Other than that, I'm trying to see, guys. Everything else has been really good. Like I said, I've really just been trying to focus on just helping people. There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. And most of all, you just don't want to give up. Ever, never give up. And that's kind of something that I realized too. Everybody's going through shit, man. And that's actually a pretty eye-opening thing, is like, we're all going through shit. And it's more about who withstands, who keeps going. You know, I watched the Barbie movie with my wife and, her sister. And at the very end, the whole plot of the movie, sorry, I hate to do this if you haven't seen the movie. It's a really good movie, but I won't ruin it, actually. But I'll kind of sum up one of the good points that was made in the movie is that being a human is kind of special. Like, Barbie was portrayed as this, like, perfect character, right? You know, picture perfect, kind of like social media. Like, everything looks good. There's no bad, there's no good, but she was actually miserable that way. It's too much pressure. And most of all, it's not real. And I think that's one of the most, you know, the biggest thing, misconception these days is that like everything's perfect and literally nothing's perfect. Actually, everything is going horribly wrong almost every single day for almost everybody. There's just as many problems as good stuff. And that's kind of relieving, that just knowing that like even your, you know, your biggest competitors or your people you may not like or people you actually love, everybody's going through the same shit, but it's about how you deal with it. It's about who has the willpower to push through. And I see this a lot when I'm talking to really successful people, quote unquote, or even just, and I hate to use success because money is like, it's not everything. So even just people who are doing the best they can and have like decent lives, they persevere, they keep going, they keep trying, no matter the obstacle, they do not succumb, and even with setbacks. So I hope that helps you guys today with life and not to be too serious and think that like everything always is going to go your way, especially with setbacks. Like if you're trying to chase something or get better at something, you're going to have setbacks and you need to overcome them very quickly and not let it deter you. It's something I've worked on and has helped me a lot. There'll be like a week of like really good days for me. And then I'll have that like one bad day. And there's a choice in that moment to choose. Do I make this like a bad week or do I let this set me back? Or do I take one step forward and keep going? And I have a funny story about this actually. And this is another relatable story is, one of my businesses one time, it was me and a partner and it was doing very, very well, like very well. And we actually got robbed. And this is when I was back in like college in like an apartment, to where we had like a bunch of people always coming through and, we got robbed basically. And we made a decision. We said, do we quit this or do we double down and just work harder and get more? And that's what we did. And then we fully recovered. We made more money than we did before that. And we took all the precautions and we learned from it. You know, we got security cameras, we got guns, we got all sorts of stuff. And there was a lot of learning that happened, but there was a choice to be made. We could have just, you know, wet the diaper and said, we're done. Like, this is too stressful. We just, you know, lost everything. Or not everything, you know what I'm saying, but like a good, like a setback. And that's what we did. And I see this time and time again in people's lives where we all get these setbacks. You're inevitably, you may tomorrow get a setback. You may right now be in a setback, but you have to just kind of crunch down, learn from it, adapt, do better, and double down, boys, double down, girls, like really get after it. So I just wanted to point that out. You know, it's not always about reselling. It's about just getting better at life and, you know, just doing better. So that was something. But other than that, guys, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good leads happening right now in that member announcements, free Nintendo Switches in the Pricer's important section. Seeing a lot of Barbie flips still. Amazon freebie bots are going crazy. And these Yeezys are actually reselling that are on the Adidas Confirmed app right now. And shout out to the person who posted that tip in a member announcement. Supposedly, if you use the Adidas running app, it helps you to get W's on like really profitable shoes, which is very low key. That's really good. Seeing a lot of Taylor Swift success. There was a huge price error on the Home Goods Network, homeshoppingnetwork.com. I'm seeing furniture for like $3, which is crazy. Shout out to the Pricers section. I'm seeing some Nike Dunks, some sneaker alerts, some more Pricers, some more sneaker alerts, some art. Looks like these prints retailed for $88 and they're reselling for $300. Joshua Budick, Richmond Way Lasso print. Very good. There was also a free Fruity Herbal Tea 6-box set for completely free on Amazon, shipped and sold by Amazon, which is dope. It looks like a lot of people hit that. And we posted that very, very early, 4:24 p.m. Eastern. Very good. And then, yeah, lots of 5-star reviews on the group. We're giving rewards for people who do that. And those asking, I'm getting a lot of DMs on Instagram. The free trial is over. We're back to the wait list. So yeah, we're basically going to do that. But other than that, guys, I'm going to go. I got to do some marketing stuff and I have some meetings, but, other than that, I love you guys. Tune in, definitely check us out on Instagram. That page is growing really, really quick at FlipFlip. Impressions are almost at 2 million, which is really good. And, you know, our reels are doing very well. Check out the FlipFlip reels. Those are helping a lot, bringing in new providers. I found this ticket whole situation through that, which is exciting. And a lot of good stuff comes through that Instagram page. So, guys, keep liking, keep commenting, keep viewing it. It's growing a lot and it's giving me a lot of like outreach and power in that sense. And all of that just benefits the community because I'm able to hire some like pretty badass people. So, and also teamflipflip.com, we're adding a new section to that, the blog. And then we're going to launch a YouTube channel come shortly. I love you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Freaky Friday. Peace.